in light of what has happened in our nation today, in the loss of really, really a warrior in the kingdom, with the assassination, that's all we can call it. It wasn't a murder. It wasn't a shooting. It wasn't a killing. It was an absolute assassination of this man of God, this warrior that God placed on this earth. And he gave him a voice and he gave him a mouth. And I find it interesting that it cost him his life. And we come to church and we feel safe in our church. And we drive up and down our streets and we feel relatively safe driving up and down our streets and the highways and the byways. But when you make up your mind that you're not going to be an undercover Christian, hello. Our world is inundated with undercover Christians. We come in here and we declare our sovereignty and our association with Jesus. We come to an altar, we surrender our life to Him, and we go outside and we act like we're undercover. Some kind of a covert operation that the Lord has got us on. Listen, God does not have any secret service. He doesn't have covert operations. He sent them out two by two. And He's given us a voice. And it's interesting, the scripture that I was going to start out with tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, and also in verse 17, says, "For in fact, the body is not one member, but many." The body is not one member, but it is many. And verse 17 says, "If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? If the whole body were smelling, where would be..." And on and on and on and on and on it goes, till the whole body is complete. Charlie Kirk was a mouthpiece. Charlie Kirk was a mouthpiece, and his mouth was so anointed. He had God give him wisdom beyond his very young age. And I saw him talking to a young lady about her body and her choice, and that abortion should be completely okay. And that blob inside your uterus in the womb was just a group of cells. And Charlie Kirk said, "Well, what do you call what is a baby?" And she said out of her own mouth that it's a human. And Charlie Kirk said, "Well, shouldn't a human have human rights?" She said, "No, not in the womb." He said, "Why is there a difference? Has a heartbeat. It's an individual. It's just not on the outside. It's just not as big. It's just not out here with us, but it still is a baby. And that baby has rights." And he was outspoken, and he spent his whole time from the time he was 18 years old. He was going to go into West Point, I believe it was, a military academy. And they rejected him. Do you think it was by chance? I don't think it was by chance. I think it was by the direct order of God that he was rejected. Because he didn't even falter. He stepped right from that venture into, "Hey, I'm gonna found Turning Point Ministries." And God gave this young man a voice. And he used his voice, and he used his voice well. And he went on campus after campus after campus, high school campus, college campuses, wherever he could get a platform. And he didn't hide it. He was out front. He wasn't mean-spirited. He wasn't confrontational. He just spoke the truth of Jesus Christ. He spoke the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he did it in love and compassion. And multitudes were transformed because of this young man. Pardon me? He had 100 million followers every month. 100 million. That's a bunch of folks. Yes. Yes. He turned, I agree with some of the news media that he turned the political system, at least in the Republican Party, around. And he brought the young people in, and he showed them with truth what it could be like. And then you have the other side. And that news man for, I don't even remember, the MSNBC, that said he got what he deserved, basically, because he was outspoken, because it was hate speech, speaking the truth that it was hate speech, and he pretty much got what he deserved. He brought it on himself. But we are a part of that same body. Listen, when Charlie Kirk stepped into glory this afternoon, there was a great homegoing. Amen. I mean, I believe Jesus met him on his way in, and I believe without a doubt, Charlie Kirk heard the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in. Enter in." See, Charlie Kirk wasn't a part of the Secret Service for the kingdom of God. He was a frontline guy. He was frontline. He was on the front lines. He was unashamed. He was unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it was the power of God unto salvation, and he knew it, and he practiced it, and he demonstrated it everywhere he went. Everywhere he went. And tonight, I wanted to remind us just briefly that the body is not one member, but many. The army of God is not just a bunch of soldiers just running here and there. We have a mandate. It's clearly written out in Scripture. We have a job to do. Charlie Kirk was willing to lay down his life for the gospel, to make an impact in the world that we live in today. Do you realize tonight that you were literally born for such a time as this? Could have been born in the 1800s, could have been born in the next century. Should the Lord tarry? I don't know. But no, you were born today, for today. Wonder why that is. It's because God has a purpose and a plan for you. Whether you're running up and down the highway, whether you're rescuing somebody from some situation as an ambulance paramedic team, whether you're, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. Are we looking for opportunities to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? today was connecting point here at the church you're talking about. We gave some dogs a bath and a couple of people. And that's great. But did we give them Jesus? That's a valid question. Did we give them Jesus, or did we give them a shower and made them look good, but didn't change them? We hand out clothes all the time in the Clothing Connect. Are we clothing people, or are we clothing them in righteousness? Are we telling them about Jesus? You know why Charlie Kirk had a voice? He had a voice because he asked to be used of God. He said at 18 years old, he was so wise beyond his years, he started Turning Point Ministries, and the followers of his podcast are millions and millions and millions every day. Changed a nation. Well, yeah, but that was Charlie Kirk. Well, could be Harry with no hair. If you just make up your mind that I'm gonna do what God put me here to do. I'm gonna do something for the glory of God. He's given us a voice. We don't use it. By and large, we miss opportunities. I hope that one of the things that the Lord asks, I hope he doesn't ask, what about all these missed opportunities in your life? What did you do with Jesus? What did you do with my son? What did you do with the gospel of Jesus Christ? We miss opportunities. Charlie Kirk was a man just like us. Wasn't anything special about him. He was a man, just a man. But he was a man that stepped up and was counted. And it cost him his life because he was unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why you keep going on and on about this, Pastor? Because if the church is ever going to be the church needs to get up and do what God's called us to do and use our voice. Not weapons, words. Charlie Kirk didn't use weapons. He used, maybe he did use a weapon. Maybe he used the sword of the Spirit. Well, not maybe. And he tore down strongholds all across this nation. I've met Charlie Kirk personally in Phoenix at pastor school just a couple years ago, whatever it was, two or three years ago. What a kind, sweet, gentle-spirited young man. Had a heart after God. He loved the Lord. And he wasn't going to let anybody shut him up. And it cost him his life. You know what I believe? I believe that in his death, more will be accomplished because of the stand that Charlie Kirk took. Greg Gutfeld said it pretty well at the close of the five tonight. I won't repeat what he said, but it was candid. Because what happened today, I believe, and this is the way I'm going to pray, and I'm going to invite you to pray with me, that what happened today, Mike and I talked about it a little this afternoon, but that it will wake up the church in America to once again be the church, the body of Christ. The disciples were unafraid. Paul was unafraid. Billy Graham was unafraid. Jack Hayford, all the greats of old were men of God, men of integrity, men who were unafraid. Charlie Kirk was a young man who was not afraid. He didn't sit behind bulletproof glass. Set right out in the open, and he invited people that had issues with what he said. If they had a differing opinion, he invited them to come up, and he would openly discuss it with them. Not be aggressive, not be argumentative, but just speak the truth to people. And it cost him his life, and it's a tragedy. It's tragic, but it also may very well be the wake up that the church in America needed. There's no question in my mind where Charlie Kirk is tonight. He's in the presence of the Lord. He's in the presence of everyone that has gone on before. And so tonight I'm not going to keep you, but I want us to pray. He leaves behind a precious wife and two babies. Grieving parents, I don't know about his brothers and sisters or any of that, but I know he had family, and I know he had two little babies, but their dad's never going to come home again, not never. And there's a grieving widow tonight. That if she even goes to bed tonight, will go to bed knowing that he will not be there tonight nor in the morning. And she's left to pick up the pieces. She's going to be the one cradling and cuddling those babies, trying to make sense of it all. But you know what? At the end of the day, that precious little mama can hold those babies and say, your dad was a man of God. He is a hero. He was a patriot. He was a patriot of this nation, and he was a patriot of the heavenly kingdom. And we grieve the loss, our loss, of a warrior, a leader like Charlie Kirk. But heaven gained one, I promise you. And so tonight, I want to just pray for his family, for his widow, for his parents, for his team. I don't remember how many. Do you remember how many employees that said he had? He's got thousands of employees. Thousands. Somebody has to pick the ball up and run with it. Somebody has to carry that on. Remember on Sunday when I said, what I said about ministry and about people being able to step up, I promise you that Charlie Kirk had somebody coming up behind him that can take over the job. I believe it. I believe it. So, Father God, tonight, really, we are without words. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it. But God, I know that there's a couple of precious little babies that are without a daddy tonight. That there's a young widow whose husband's not going to come home. But Lord, they served you with their whole heart. They loved you and they worshiped you and they honored you. So Lord, I pray tonight that Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, would come and wrap yourself around that family with moms and dads, both Charlie's parents and of his wife's parents. God, be with them all. God, none of them are going to have the words to say to bring comfort and to bring sense to any of it. It was senseless. But I tell you, Lord, I remind you of your own word that says all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to your purposes. And Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that this senseless tragedy, some way, somehow, God, you will use this for your greater good. I pray that the church, not just this church, but your church, would begin to rise up and say, enough is enough. That our country, that our elected officials, God, would come to a place where they would realize that this senseless killing is not the answer. We are a nation under God. And God is not mandating the senseless killings just because we disagree with someone's stand. So Lord, tonight I pray for unity in our country. Your word says that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And so God, begin with us tonight. Begin with us tonight. Search our hearts, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cause us to be united. To be an example of what a united body would look like in a world that is vastly divided. And Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you that we have a president in the White House that has honored this young man by having all the flags fly at half mast to honor this patriot. Lord, I pray tonight that a sense of camaraderie, of unity, of purpose beyond ourselves would be the order of the day. Help us, Lord, to be men and women that will honor you. Lord, I pray that you will disband the Secret Service of the Christian army. I pray, God, that you would Help us to not be plain clothed, undercover Christians. May we put on the armor of God, and may we wear it proudly, that all would know that I am a child of the Most High God. I am a warrior in God's kingdom. I won't shut up. I won't be shut down. I will stand up and stand strong for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for this day, as tragic as it is. Wake up your people tonight, Lord. Wake up your church. God, would you be glorified through this tragedy? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Church, would you just continue to pray for Charlie Kirk's family? We need to also be praying for Randy. She fell last night and broke her leg. It's crazy. The enemy's on the warpath. Amen. We're on the winning side. Let me just remind you that we win. We win. And by the way, Lord, I pray tonight that you would give supernatural ability to those that are in search of the perpetrator of this horrific crime, that he might be brought to justice. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.